Have you ever seen, heard, or used these words before? LOL, scuba, ASAP. If you have, you know they are shortenings of longer expressions called abbreviations. So how can we make abbreviations? In this week's Everyday Grammar, we will look at two ways to make abbreviations, both by using the initials of the words we want to shorten. By the end of this report, you will start to identify abbreviations and maybe even start making some of your own. Abbreviations are shortened forms of words or phrases. They are used instead of the original words that they represent. For example, APPT is an abbreviation for the word appointment. We often use abbreviations in everyday life, like when we write the time in the United States. We use the abbreviations AM and PM. These are short for the Latin expressions antemeridium, meaning before noon, and postmeridium, for afternoon. We can also use abbreviations for other time periods. For example, we might shorten the word for the month of November to NOV. And we use them in other forms of online communication, especially in text messaging and in social media, like NVM for never mind, or LOL for laugh out loud. There are many words in English that we do not realize are actually abbreviations, like scuba or laser. These are actually acronyms, and they are just one way to make abbreviations of longer phrases. Let's look closer at acronyms. Acronyms are a type of abbreviation for a longer phrase or group of words. We use the first letter of each word to create the acronym. Acronyms are said as a whole word. For example, we have the acronym NASA, which stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. NASA astronaut Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on the moon. Since acronyms are said as a whole word, sometimes we do not even know they are acronyms. This has happened with the word scuba. Scuba is an acronym for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. S stands for self. C stands for contained. U is for underwater. B is for breathing. A is for apparatus. We do not say each individual letter. We pronounce the acronym as a whole, scuba. Here is an example of how we would use scuba in a sentence. She wants to take scuba diving lessons before her trip to Hawaii. Another example of this is the word laser. A laser is a narrow beam of intense light. We also call the devices that can create such energy lasers. But laser is an acronym of the words light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. L is for light, A stands for amplification. S is for stimulated. E is for emission. R stands for radiation. Notice that the prepositions of, by, and of are not included in the acronym. Such smaller words are often removed in abbreviated forms. But not always. The International Alliance, ECOWAS, is an example. It stands for the Economic Community of West African States. The letter O for of remains in the shortened version. The same is true for DOJ, or the Department of Justice. However, the abbreviation of the Department of Justice to DOJ does not make it an acronym. DOJ is, in fact, an initialism, which brings us to our next subject. Initialisms are also abbreviations, like acronyms, but instead of being read as a whole word, they are read as the alphabet letter or initial of each word. For example, Voice of America is VOA. Each letter is read by itself. Government agencies often go by initialisms. Another place you can see them is in the world of universities. Degrees, for example, are most often represented that way. For example, if you completed a 4-year program of study in astronomy, you would earn a BS degree, meaning a Bachelor of Science. Other degrees include AA or AS, meaning Associate of Arts or Associate of Science. Higher level degrees are called masters. I have my MA in TESOL, or Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages. And a PhD is actually an initialism for the Latin term Philosophiae Doctor, or in English, Doctor of Philosophy. VOA Learning English's Dr. Jill has a PhD in Applied Linguistics. Some abbreviations can be read as either acronyms or initialisms, like in this abbreviation, ASAP or ASAP. They stand for as soon as possible. Please send Louise the money ASAP so she can pay the phone bill. In today's report, we learned how to create two kinds of abbreviations. We can create abbreviations by shortening a word or phrase. If shortening a phrase, we can take the first letter of each word in the phrase and put them together to create either an acronym or an initialism. We also learned the difference between these two. An acronym is pronounced as a whole word, like the word NASA. In an initialism, each letter is said separately, like in Voice of America or VOA. Now it's your turn. At the end of this lesson is a list of abbreviations. Tell us if you think the abbreviation is an acronym, or an initialism, or just a regular abbreviation. And then tell us what the abbreviation means. You can write your answers in the comments, or send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Faith Perlow.